Field Marshal Syed Asim Munir has said that the Pakistan Army remains fully alert and prepared to respond decisively to any threat and reiterates that peace in Balochistan is non-negotiable and that the future of Pakistan is directly linked to a stable and prosperous Balochistan. While interacting with tribal elders during a grand jurga at the Zeri Auditorium in Quetta, the Chief of the Army Staff lauded the bravery and resilience of security forces and the law enforcement personnel operating in Balochistan, said a statement issued by the Prime Minister's office on Sunday. Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif and Field Marshal Munir jointly addressed the jurga, which was organized to interact with the tribal leadership and discuss the evolving security situation in Balochistan, with particular focus on the ongoing proxy war fueled by India. This Indian-sponsored proxy war is no longer hidden. It is an open malicious act of terrorism waged on our people, our progress, and our peace. We have concrete proof of India's hand behind terrorist networks operating in Balochistan, Field Marshal Munir said. These nefarious attempts of the enemy will fail. The Pakistan Army, with the unwavering support of the nation and the brave Baloch people, will confront and crush every enemy, foreign or domestic, that dares to challenge our sovereignty. On the occasion, Prime Minister Shah has highlighted that Indian-sponsored proxies operating in Balochistan had intensified their efforts to undermine peace, destabilize the province, and disrupt development initiatives led by the government and the armed forces. He said that terrorist groups like the Fitna al-Hindustan sought support of the locals, which must be denied to them. He stressed the need for engaging at the grassroots level and ensuring that terrorists found no social space. Praising the leadership and constructive role of the elders, Shehbaz reiterated that denying social space to terrorists was crucial for the success of counter-terrorism efforts and for the long-term peace and stability. He vowed that the enemies of peace would find no space to operate within Pakistan. Our message to them is clear: the government, armed forces, the liaisons and the administrative apparatus, with the complete support of the people, would take the fight against terrorism to its logical conclusion and defeat terrorism in a decisive manner. Highlighting a series of monumental developmental packages for prosperity in Balochistan, the Prime Minister emphasized the need to ensure the people at the grassroots level benefited from the government's initiatives. He praised the people of Balochistan for their historic role in safeguarding the national unity and urged them to remain vigilant against foreign-backed subversion and sabotage orchestrated and sponsored by India.